Good evening, everyone. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee on September 10th, 2013. It is 5:38 Pacific Time, 8:38 Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of this committee. And our secretary is R. Paul Martin from New York, and I'm going to ask him to start us off by calling the roll.
Okay, before we do that, can I point out this is actually a regular meeting?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, just wanted to say that. All right.
Let me say this. For the purposes of the stream, this is a regularly scheduled Finance Committee meeting. By agreement, at the September 3rd meeting, which was a special meeting last week, we agreed that because that was a rather long meeting, we would attempt to make this a rather short meeting and keep the agenda limited. However, that said, since it is a regular meeting, we'll go through the agenda approval process. Thank you, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
John Crumshaw. Marcus Jetter. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, is there anybody? John Crumshaw, Marcus Jetter, Michael Novick, Manager Saba. Not here, okay. 1, 2, 3. We have 7, that's a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great.
All right, so since this...
Our IGM is on the call also.
Excuse me?
Our IGM, Richard Perotsky, is here.
Okay, he should say something so that we know that. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Tracy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else on the call who hasn't identified themselves? Okay, just so we know. All right, so in terms of the agenda for this meeting, this is a regularly scheduled meeting. We did have a previous agreement that we would deal only with the KPFA budget and that we would try to keep it as short as possible because of all the extra meetings that we've been scheduling. Therefore, I'm going to propose an agenda, which is basically roll call, which we've done, approve any outstanding minutes, KPFA budget, and adjourn. Is there anyone who wants to modify that in any way? Okay, is there someone who wants to move for approval?
Could you repeat that, please?
Okay. Roll call, approve minutes, KPFA budget, and adjourn.
So moved, Richard.
Okay. Do I hear any objections? Okay. The agenda is approved. So we will go into the only item of the night, which is the KPFA budget. We met for, I think, 3 or 3.5 hours a week ago on this budget and discussed a number of things. I believe it was the consensus of the committee that we had a full discussion. Where we left things was that we were about ready for a motion, but because it was late and we were tired and things were changing around, the committee came to a decision that rather than carry on from 3.5 to 4 hours to try to finish things up, that we would deal with the finalization of the KPFA budget this evening. So that's where we are. I do have a motion to put forward based on what I thought was the consensus of the committee. So I think probably it makes sense for me to do that, and then we can have a discussion and move to a final decision. The problem, of course, is that it's going to be kind of a long motion. So, Paul, are you ready?
I have cracked my knuckles.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'll try to be as brief as possible. but it will be what it will be. There is a spreadsheet that was sent out at 4 o'clock that basically holds these numbers if people want to visualize them. I did believe that this was the consensus we had on the 3rd. I gather there's some disagreement about that, but I think probably the best thing is to put on the table what I thought we had, and then we'll go from there. Okay, so starting at the top.
Tracy, before you start, may I ask a question?
Can you wait until I'm finished and then ask the question?
Well, it has to do with whether or not we need to go through all of this.
We do, Barbara.
Our proposal was for 4 additional days, and you are ignoring that completely.
I'm not ignoring it. I'm opposed to it. And I had stated that I had a motion at the end of the last meeting and that I would be putting it forward at this meeting. So I'm going to do that. You can certainly put forward your proposal as well. But we can only do one at a time. So let me get mine on the table. Okay. Are you ready, Harpal?
Yep.
All right. So I guess the wording goes. The National Finance recommends to the Pacifica National Board a KPFA budget. Okay, let me try this again. The National Finance Committee recommends to the Pacifica National Board adoption of the KPFA budget with the following changes. Okay. Account 5,000, listener support, line 6. Adjust to $2,705,000 with the addition of 2 additional fundraising days in December 2013. That's all on income. Okay, so down into line items. Line 39, account 6,400, central services, adjust to 461,040. That's because of the change in listener support. Line 40, account 6,412, archives, to 67,800. Line 62, count 6,000, growth salaries, adjust to $1,365,000. Okay. Line 66, account 6102, pension expense, changes to $18,417, and that's to correspond to actual. And health benefits, line 68, account 6,200, adjust to $425,000. That's to match the, that's to track to the actual increase in the rate. Okay, and I think there is 2 more. Line 103, account 6,655, depreciation. Adjust to $102,000 for the depreciation schedule. And account line 152, account 6750, premiums other vendors. Adjust to $146,000 to track to actuals. So the bottom line is total revenue of $3,461,000. Let's see, expenses of expenses of $3,457,000, surplus of $3,861,000 with no capital expenses. So that's on the table. Are there any questions?
Yeah, let me go over this, make sure I got it, because there's at least one number I need to get back. The NFC recommends to the PNB adoption of the KPFA budget with the following changes, and account 5,000, listener support, line 6, adjusts to 2,705,000, with the addition of two additional on-air fundraiser days in FY14. Line 39, general ledger number 6400, central services, should that be shared expenses?
Yeah.
We're calling it that. Yeah, hold on.
Sorry. You're right.
Shared expenses adjust to 461,040. Line 40, general ledger number 6412, archives, 64,800. The next is general ledger 6000, but I don't have the line number for that. What is that one?
General ledger 6000. Hold on a second. I'll find it for you. It's line 62.
62. Okay, line 62, general ledger 6000, salaries adjust to 1,365,000. Line 66, general ledger number 6102, pension expenses, changes to 18,417. Health benefits, line 68, general ledger number 6200. What's the item right in there?
Healthcare.
That's health benefits.
Okay, wait a minute. Pension changes to health benefits, line 68. Line 68, general ledger 6200 is health benefits.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had missed something in there. Okay, let me know if this. Okay, let me know if. Listen from here on. Make sure I'm not leaving out something. The next thing after health benefits I have is line 103, general ledger number 6655, depreciation adjust to 102,000.
Mm-hmm.
Line 152, general ledger number 6760, premiums, other vendors adjust to 66,000. Total revenue.
Stop.
Okay.
It adjusts to 146,000.
Okay, so it's line 52, 6760. Premiums other vendors adjust to 146?
146,000, and the account number is 6750, not 6760.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
750, so that'll be line 152, general ledger number 6750, premiums other vendors adjust to 146,000. Total revenue, 3 million. 367,000. Expenses 3,457,000. Surplus of $3,861 with no capital expenses.
Right. That's kind of where we are. It's actually not abundantly different from where we started out, but all kinds of things changed in between. And it's on the table for discussion and a vote when we're ready.
I have a question. When R. Paul was rereading everything, I was trying to write through that. I didn't get the figure for health benefits, and I'd like to get the account number for the pension.
Sure. The health benefit figure... is at $425,000, which is an approximation, but it's approximately a little bit more than 11% increase from the actual for the previous year. We had had an increase in there of $70,000, about 19%, so we trimmed that a bit. The pension expense account is 6102. And for the past couple years, that account has not been over $18,000, so it seemed like a place that we were allocating a bit more than we're actually spending. It wasn't adjusted vastly, just a little.
And there were a couple of other numbers that I thought you read something different than R. Paul did.
I don't think so. Which one?
PRA. I thought it was 67,000, but he said 64,800.
No, he said 67,800, I think.
Let me look.
Well, he didn't.
Archives. Why don't we make that PRA here so that we all are saying the same thing? line 40, number 6412, Pacific Radio Archives. I have 64,800.
Oh, you should have 67,800.
67,000, okay.
Yeah, like I said, this is written down on that spreadsheet I sent, so you can check it. But, yeah, 67 is what it adds up to.
Yeah.
And also there was another number I was different, was the total income, 3,046,000, what?
3,467,000 I have.
No, 3,461,000. 764 if you want to go out digits, but I normally just do it 3,461,000.
Okay. All right, so total revenue is 3,461,000.
Mm-hmm.
Expense is 3,457,000.
Right. Okay. Which is a $4,000 difference.
Yeah.
3,861,000. Which is a small surplus, but I couldn't see much of a way out of it. And of course, that's been the case all along with all the drafts of this budget. It's always been a teensy surplus.
Yeah, I have to say I did not and have not yet gotten the thing you sent out this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I see it on Yahoo. Yahoo's been acting... They've got a new interface, which is very annoying. And I see your message, Eastern Time. It came out at 7:19 p.m. And
mm-hmm.
I keep hitting, you know, get everything, and it's still not there even now. So
okay.
That's...
Let me send it to you personally. Maybe that will help. Okay. Take a look. I sent something to your private address.
Okay.
Okay. Well, at this point, we can have discussion.
And there it is.
If there isn't any discussion, we can go to a vote.
Tracy?
Yes, Barbara?
I wasn't at my computer to even get the thing you sent it for. But Maria is on the line now, and when it comes time for us to give our numbers, she would be the one to do that.
She's not a member of the committee, so she can't make a motion. You can have her speak if you would like, but the motion will need to be made by a member of the committee.
That's right.
Tracy, isn't your motion the only motion on the table, and shouldn't we vote on that motion?
If you would like to call the question, you can do so. John? I'm sorry, Jim? Are you doing that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll move for the vote or second Jim's motion.
Point of order?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Go ahead.
I was going to say that. You know what I was going to say, so there you go.
We've been here together for a while. Our Paul is going to announce that you can't call the question on a committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps.
Thank you, our Paul.
You're welcome.
Whoever that vote is, I would like to have us move to a vote.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So what that means is that there's no discussion. So whoever is objecting to a vote needs to speak now, because otherwise they'll vote. So this is basically last call for conversation before the vote. I know that Barbara is objecting. So Barbara, if you want to make an alternative motion or converse, now is the time.
Well, my, I guess you would call it an amendment or an alternative motion. is that, in fact, we use the figures that would go with adding 4 additional fundraising days.
Okay, so you want to put that on the table as a substitute. It's not an amendment, I don't think. It's pretty different.
Fine. Whatever it's called, that's what we want to propose. And we do this with the understanding that there would be no cut in the personnel costs.
I need, could the member please articulate exactly what this motion needs to say?
The motion needs to say that the National Finance Committee recommends to the PNB the adoption of a budget for KPFA that includes 4 additional fundraising days than were originally proposed in the assumptions page, and that the rest of the budget be calculated based on that increase in revenue.
Okay, what I have is the NFC. That's a noise alarm. What I have is that the NFC recommended to PNB the adoption of a budget. Let me make that an FY14 budget. The option of an FY14 budget for KPFA that includes 4 additional on-air fundraiser days. One second so I can get that. Recommends budget for KPFA that includes 4 additional on-air fundraiser days than were originally proposed in the assumptions page, and that the rest of the budget be calculated based on that increase in revenue. Is that it?
Tracy, I'm sorry, I knocked the phone off the hook. We're back on.
Oh.
Well, our Paul just read a version of your motion. So he should do that again. You should say it's okay. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. The NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of a FY14 budget for KPFA that includes 4 additional on-air fundraiser days than were originally proposed in the assumptions page, and that the rest of the budget be calculated based on that increase in revenue.
Okay. I heard the sentiments to call the question. We have a motion and a substitute motion on the floor. So this is last call. If you want to say something, motivate something, now's the time. Otherwise, I think we're just going to go to a vote. Because I want to respect the intent to call the question, even if we can't technically do it. So last call?
Well, I would, it's like beating a dead horse. I've said it before, and I'm sure Richard will agree with me here on our end, that we really feel confident in the conservative estimates we've made of income, of our ability to raise the funds, and we have no problem adding 4 days, particularly in light of the discussion that we had at our last meeting where it was mentioned and, in fact, agreed to by the chair that if we raised the money we needed, we wouldn't have to complete each one of these days, or we could end a fund drive early. And we really have budgeted very tightly with the things that we've added and feel that this is the best way that we can continue the life of the radio station.
Well, okay. Do you guys want me to motivate my motion, or is there a sentiment that I should shut up? Because I can go either way here.
You've talked a lot.
Tracy, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I would appreciate your articulating your point of view, since we both heard from Barbara, and it would be something that would be useful for the committee in selecting which option seems to be best or better.
Okay. Well, I'll be fast, or try to be. So the listener support number in this budget is, in fact, identical, as is the revenue number, to the budget that the LSB approved. All that's happened here is that we identified errors of various kinds, and the number went down, and then we had to add some fundraising days to get the number back up to what it was. What's changed is we have some conditional expenses that include the depreciation allowance, which was left out, and the premiums, which are projected this year to go up to $182,000, which is not a number that is in this budget. We're working with about $146,000 because we do want to challenge KPFA, like we did K, to try to lower the premium costs, but we couldn't take them all the way down to 120 or 112, which was a ratio of something like 18 to 1, which wasn't super duper realistic based on what Pacifica fundraising patterns have been. So basically, we are adding some revenue in order to cover increased expenses. And some revenue that we lost because of various errors computing the listener support numbers. I don't want to argue with anyone, but I will say, you know, speaking for myself, that I believe that I spoke with the KPFA GM at the last meeting, and we talked about the disadvantages of adding fundraising days, which is significant, which everybody understands. And we were working with a number of 2 days, mostly in order to prevent us from ending up with a listener support number that was substantially lower than the number that we started with. The number that we started with was 2.703. We're now at 2.705. So essentially, nothing has changed. But we do need to incorporate the real cost of premiums, and we need to incorporate the depreciation allowance, as all of the other stations are doing, and not exempt KPFA from the parameters that we expect all the stations to follow. That's essentially what we've done. All of the other adjustments just followed from those primary ones. In other words, central services changed a bit because listener support changed a bit, and personnel adjusted a bit, and so the corresponding expenses adjusted. But it's basically a pretty simple modification. I think it's reasonable. We do fortunately have actuals, which were very helpful in sort of letting us know how much listener income we actually had, how much we actually spent on premiums. And, you know, in all cases, I'm a fan of using data and relating to the actuals. And I think that this modification brings this budget closer to the actuals, which likely brings it closer to the reality that we're in. That's all. Okay, so with that, it sounds like we're going to vote. So, Arpal, you would do the substitute motion first.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, do we need the motion, the amendment, which is a substitute motion, reread?
Please.
Okay. The motion we're about to vote on says, the NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of a FY14 budget for KPFA that includes 4 additional on-air fundraiser days than were originally proposed in the assumptions page, and that the rest of the budget be calculated based on that increase in revenue. Jim Boyd.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Marcus Jetter.
Ouch.
Was that Marcus Jetter?
No.
Arpo Martin, no. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Michael Novick? Tracy Rosenberg?
I vote no.
Manager Saba? Raul Salvador?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
No.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, is Marcus Jeter on? And Saba isn't here. Okay, 2-4, 5 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. So then we'll move on to the main motion.
One second.
And I think our call, because we've read it over so many times, probably don't need to read it line by line, unless someone really wants to hear it again. I don't hear anybody that wants to.
Okay. Okay, on the motion, the main motion. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. Yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
Abstain.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman. Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought maybe she got knocked off the phone again.
Okay. I have 6-4, 1 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so that's done. The spreadsheet is a little bit rough, so I will try to get it into better shape prior to submitting it to the PMB.
Madam?
And I'll copy the committee on all of that.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Small point of order. The agenda says approve minutes. We didn't get around to that.
Oh, you're right. Okay, we will do that before we take off. I'm probably not going to submit it right away because the PNB doesn't meet till Thursday and still has the KPFK budget stacked up in front, which I'm not even sure that we're going to get to. But it will get in within a week. So thank you, everyone. We have minutes from I don't know what meeting. So, Arpal, do you want to tell us what we're doing? My apologies. I saw that the minutes go through, but I didn't get a chance to read them.
Yeah, we have the draft minutes from August 27th.
Okay.
And they were sent in yesterday.
All right. Is there a move to approve those minutes or to modify them in some way?
Mr. Richard, I'm no approval.
Okay. Paul, you want to call the roll? I'm going to abstain because I literally didn't read them or even scan them. I'm sorry.
Okay, one second. Okay, on approving the minutes, Jim Boyd.
Yeah.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, yes.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Tracy Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
I didn't also see the minutes. I abstain.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Abstain.
Okay, 5-4-0 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, and they are passed. All right, so with that, I think we are ready to adjourn. Thanks, folks. We will meet again on the 18th of September. for, let's see, we switched them. I think it was supposed to be WPSW, but it's actually WBAI. Is that correct?
Yeah, BAI needs to, yeah.
Okay.
And I can tell people that we arrived at a motion to pass a budget at the local finance committee last night, and tomorrow night it goes to the LSB.
Great.
Okay, well, let us know what ensues on the email. That would be great. And I'll see you all next Wednesday. Okay, thanks everyone. Have a good week. Good night.
Bye.